Now, White Sox Weekly, the official weekly talk show covering all things White Sox baseball.
Get the fireworks ready.
White Sox Weekly on WLS AM 890.
So welcome in to our very first White Sox Weekly of the regular season. It is finally here. Baseball is upon us. We are awash in it, and we're better for it. I'm Connor McKnight, and this is the first of two White Sox Weeklies this weekend. So White Sox semi-weekly, I think, is technically what we have to call it. I'm not entirely sure. We're going to get that worked out and let you know by the end of the show. We'll take you right up until pregame this afternoon. It's the White Sox and Twins coming up at 1:10 right here on this very same station. So don't touch your dial all afternoon long. 12:35, we start the pregame show. Miguel Gonzalez and Adalberto Mejia is your starting matchup between the White Sox and Twins. Twins are 4-0. White Sox going to take him down a peg, or at least try to, this afternoon and perhaps tomorrow, too. Still a chance to win this series. A split with the Detroit Tigers in the first two games of the year. Rain fought the White Sox and Tigers as much as they fought each other in that first set. But two games are in, and the one will be made up. The one that got rained out will be made up on the 26th of May. It's part of a straight doubleheader. And because of the rainout, here's a little weird scheduling quirk for you. For in a span of 10 games, the end of May and into April, or rather at the end of April and into May, at the end of May and into June, the White Sox and Tigers will play each other 7 times in a span of 10 days. Here's what we have going on in the show this afternoon and tomorrow. We've split up White Sox Weekly some, what with the Bulls on our air a little bit later tonight. We've had to move some things around. So here's where we're set this afternoon. We'll talk with Don Cooper just a little bit. Had a good long chat with him on opening day and put about half of it into the pregame show on that day. Figured we'd bring you the other half because he shared some perspective on where this season is for him, for White Sox, for the White Sox pitchers, both bullpen and rotation. Wanted to bring that to you. We also got a chance to talk with Carson Fulmer last night after his start at AAA Charlotte. It went well for him and even better for the Charlotte Knights. They won 11-4. A lot of hits for those Charlotte Knights. A lot of them from Yoan Moncada, the top prospect in minor league baseball, at least soon to be, once Andrew Benintendi loses his status as a prospect and heads, obviously he's in the major leagues and playing for the Boston Red Sox now. And we're going to bring you a minor league report every single White Sox Weekly this season. That way we can keep you up to date with some of those young top prospects in the organization. And we're going to bring you interviews with some of those guys. We're going to get those set up throughout the course of the week and bring those to you on White Sox Weekly. Of course, you can get involved with the show as always. 312-591-8900 is the phone number. 312-591-8900. Anything on your mind with the White Sox and the start to this season, feel free, call in. We'll talk about what you want to talk about, of course. You can hit us on Twitter, too. At C1McKnight is the Twitter handle. You leave a message there or something you thought about throughout the course of the game. We'll go back through those, pick those up, and bring it up in the mailbag segment. And because we've got the split shift this weekend, we're just going to do a little bit of Coop and talk about some of the pitching here early on. We'll get to the minor league report right about 12:15. And then tomorrow, we've got interviews with Cody Ashe, Matt Davidson. Could get a little more minor league flavor as Mark Grudzielanek, the AAA manager, is scheduled to join us tomorrow as well. So tons of stuff to do this weekend, this first big weekend here at Guaranteed Rate Field. Sun is shining, and the White Sox, this is best weather we've had so far. Great day for a ball game here at Guaranteed Rate this afternoon. So here's how – one more thing. Almost forgot to mention, we're also trying Facebook Live this year on White Sox Weekly. So if you log in and head over to the WLS AM Facebook page, we're going to Facebook Live the minor league report. So if you've got thoughts or comments or questions on some of those White Sox prospects, or really anything, but it'll be during the minor league report coming up in just a few minutes, we'll Facebook Live that, and you can get involved on a live radio show via the Facebook feed. It's all of modern technology coming to a nexus here on WLS AM. So Don Cooper sat down with him on opening day and talked about a number of different things. We talked quite a bit about Jose Quintana and where he had come from and obviously arriving as an opening day starter. Not the best of days for him on opening day, but there are obviously better days to come. I want to bring you the second half of this conversation, and we just kind of, I set him up with this. How is this year different from years prior for one Don Cooper? Take a listen.
Where's your head at when you start the 2017 season? How is Don Cooper looking at this one any differently than years past?
No, not really. I mean, I'm expecting to win every game, to tell you the truth. I come to the park every day thinking we're going to win until somebody gets the 27th out on us. So, I mean, that's going to be no different there. I know we're in a different part. You know, for our organization, for the White Sox, we're in kind of a retooling type. Yeah, I don't like the word rebuild because from my end, I've always thought about it as a build. You know, where are the guys now and where do we get them? You know, to continue to build and make the products that we have better, to get the most out of every guy that we've gotten. I mean, that's always the goal. And so there's really not a difference. Listen, the names change. Our position might change a little bit. You know, we're going to more, you know, we traded Sale and we traded Eaton. Listen, you don't trade one of the best guys on the planet. Yeah. And that's 17 wins is 200 innings and expect to be, you know, better. But We're gonna see if we can better it, you know, that's for sure. And you know, so we're in a bit retooling type time. We're amassing, you know, a lot of good young talent through the trades we've made, combined with what the talent we've got at the minor league level already. And from the pitching end, I'll tell you this: we're getting stronger in our system, and you know, we're building for the future, so to speak. So, but the future's now, and it's today. And I love Q's answer the other day. His future is now. He's not, and that's, he's a smart kid. The things I hear him say over the years has been really, really good. Like, I remember one time going back to Q, you know, everybody was asking him about another no decision. And I think he lost the game 2-1 or 1-0. And he said and meant it. He goes, I will be prepared next time to give up nothing, you know, no run. So, and that's coming from his heart as well as through his lips.
So that's Don Cooper. And I thought that was some interesting perspective, I guess, with Jose Quintana and where, how expectations and confidence can kind of change a guy's outlook throughout the course of a season, throughout the course of a career. So that's Coop and where his head's at heading into this season. When we come back, we'll start the minor league report, the farm report, as it were. A lot of good results from some of the young White Sox prospects throughout the minor leagues in the first two games. We'll also hear from Carson Fulmer, who started in a win last night for the Charlotte Knights. I'm Connor McKnight. You've got White Sox Weekly, 312-591-8900. Space for your questions when we come back. WLS AM 890. Welcome back to White Sox Weekly, WLS AM 890. I'm Connor McKnight, and this is your White Sox Minor League Farm Report. Thanks to Dan Levy for putting together the open. You can't go wrong with Bull Durham. That's the that's the modus operandi of the show here. So want to take you through some of the White Sox minor league affiliates and some of the good starts that a number of prospects have had. We will culminate this version, this half-hour version of White Sox Weekly, with a little interview we had with Carson Fulmer last night after his solid start in Charlotte. But we'll go down a couple levels in the minor leagues and start in Class A Kannapolis, where Alec Hansen, who had a stellar start to his professional career last year, something like 82 strikeouts in 54 and a third, maybe 52 and a third, something like that, innings. I forget the exact numbers. Suffice it to say, a boatload of strikeouts in a much smaller boatload of innings. That's good stuff. Hansen hit around a little bit in his first start, gave up 5 runs, 3 earned, 4 hits, 5 walks. That's where it's going to hurt you. 3 strikeouts over 3 2/3. Looking for the tall right-hander to rebound a bit in his second start at low A ball. In high A ball, at Winston-Salem, Zach Collins is off to a pretty good roll. Had himself, 3 for 4 with 2 doubles. Hit for plenty of pop, did Collins, and is off to a good start there at high A Winston-Salem. 3 for 4 with 2 doubles in the opener, a walk and a strikeout, too. Luis Alexander Basabe got himself, was responsible for all 3 runs scored last night in Winston-Salem's second game of the year. He drove in 2, scored the other, 1 for 4 with a triple from one of the outfielders acquired in the Chris Sale deal. Heading up to Double A, and this will be interesting. It might be how I'm spending my Saturday night. Michael Kopech makes his first start of the year. That's a 6:05 start. And if you've got the MLB.com at bat app, you can watch that stuff. If you've got the minor league app of that whole deal. Spencer Adams started the opener 4 2/3, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 4 strikeouts, a walk, and a home run. Spencer, one of the guys who worked in some of the minor league games, worked a number of minor league games on the backfields in Arizona earlier this spring. At AAA, and that's where the White Sox have put a number of their highly rated prospects, at AAA we've got plenty to report for you. Lucas Giolito makes his first start of the season today. That's against Norfolk. Ronaldo Lopez is already thrown, and so has Carson Fulmer, and the offense has been all over the place in the first two games, led by none other than the White Sox top prospect and a guy who will be the top prospect in Major League Baseball once, I think we mentioned this, Andrew Benintendi of the Boston Red Sox, is, of course, has graduated to the big leagues, so he will he'll be graduated off the prospect list coming up here in the end of the week, I suppose, or at least after this weekend. Anywho, Moncada's tearing the cover off the ball. He's 7-for-11 so far, all singles, but has made plenty of contact and looked pretty good at the plate. 17 hits last night for the Charlotte Knights in support of Carson Fulmer. Nicky Delmonico, 2-for-5. Danny Hayes, 2-for-5. Moncada's got a 3-for-6 night. They played 13 in the first one, 4-for-5 in the second. Some good relief for it. Zach Birdie has turned in an inning and 2/3. He struck out 3. He walked 1 and did not give up an earned run. Reynaldo Lopez looked all right in his first start. 3 innings, 4 runs, 2 earned. He struck out 5. The walks were a bit of a problem. He gave up a long ball to Pedro Alvarez, but Pedro Alvarez has some major league experience. He can do that to guys. Carson Fulmer last night earned the win. 2 runs on 6 hits over 6 innings. He struck out 5. He walked 1 and gave up 1 home run to Logan Schaefer, who does have a bit of major league experience himself. Had a chance to get on the horn with Carson Fulmer after his start last night. Take a listen.
Yeah, can't wait. Tonight, you know, gave me an opportunity to go deep into the ball game. Obviously had good offense tonight, the score in 11 runs. You know, everything's great. I feel good, feel healthy, arm feels great, and I'm just glad I put our team in the best position to win.
Yeah, we talked a little bit in spring training, and it is easier for somebody to pitch like that when your offense is scoring bunches of runs. Yoan Moncada has been fantastic for you guys so far. I think he's got like 12 hits and 7 at-bats. The math works out like that. It's weird, but man, you've got a potent offensive attack in Charlotte, and the rotation, including you, is pretty stacked. It's got to be fun.
Yeah, of course. You know, more importantly, we have a bunch of guys that love playing together. We have a good clubhouse. You know, a very athletic and talented clubhouse. But, you know, we really enjoy coming out here and showing up to the field and playing together. You know, we trust one another's abilities. We come out and pitch well. We definitely put up some runs, and it makes it easy for us. But, yeah, we love playing the game of baseball. And I think that we have something special. We have a special culture here. And, you know, luckily I'm just, you know, able to be a part of it. You know, we have a great thing going on here. So, you know, we're definitely looking forward to coming to the field every day.
What was working for you tonight? Five Ks in 6 innings. And, you know, you were working on some variations on the fastball in spring training, a little two-seamer, a little cut. And I know you like to throw it with a lot of movement on the fastball as it is. What worked for you tonight?
Yeah, early on I was able to get ahead with my four-seam. Made a couple of mistakes, but ended up paying for those with a couple of hits in the first couple of innings. But I was able to go to my two-seamer late into the game. Was able to throw a lot of breaking balls, which I kind of, you know, I've been working on over the past couple of weeks and in spring training, being able to get ahead with that. I was able to do that tonight. Obviously, you know, my cutter was a good pitch for me tonight and my changeup. So I was able to throw all my pitches for strikes, command those pitches, and, you know, when you have 11 runs on the scoreboard, it's, you know, it's the momentum that as a pitcher you enjoy, and you just want to go out there and have a quick inning for your team.
What do you say to yourself, Carson, when you're on the mound and you do run into some early contact right then? Is there a mantra that you have to settle yourself back down? Is there something mechanical that you get back to make sure that you're doing the right things to get the next guy out?
No, I think it's just a mindset type of thing. You know, obviously, you know, you try not to be too fine. Sometimes as a pitcher, you try to make the perfect pitch. And, you know, when you're giving up hits, you get to the mindset of, man, I really have to sign up and you know, make a good pitch. But all in all, you just have to, continue to dial in, continue to pound the strike zone. And as a pitcher, that's hard to do. But, you know, sometimes the majority of the time, it works in your favor.
That's White Sox starter Carson Fulmer, who's down in AAA. He went 6 and struck out 5 last night, earned himself a win in Charlotte. And that brings us to the end of our minor league report, our farm report. That's also the end of White Sox Weekly this afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow. We had the split show this weekend for an hour and a half. We'll start at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. Your chance to get involved with the show and talk about the White Sox start to the 2017 season. Keep it right here, though, because after the 12:30 news, we get rolling with the pregame show. That'll start at 12:35. Ed and DJ will take it at 1:10 for the White Sox and Twins, game 2 of a 3-game set here at Guaranteed Rate Field. I'm Connor McKnight. Thanks to Carson Fulmer. Thanks to Don Cooper. Thanks to Tyler Bravo for keeping us on the air. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with the start of the pregame show on WLS AM 890.
You've been listening to White Sox Weekly, the official weekly talk show covering all things White Sox baseball. Listen every week for White Sox Weekly on WLS AM 890, the proud home for White Sox baseball.